The decision to control for Gini coefficient was based mostly on a lot of other previous research about just generally homicide rates. It controlled for a lot of various things that can contribute to homicide rates, Gini coefficient being one that was always included in the, not always, but majority of the times was included in the analysis. And we also controlled for median household income, which could also overlap with economic index and also the kind of household related stuff. So definitely some of our control variables are correlated or, you know, with our like state racism index, but none to the extent where like we still felt like it was important to include, since what we were looking at with the racism index wasn't necessarily just whether or not someone had housing or whether or not someone had income. It was more comparing the black to white disadvantage at the state level. So, you know, controlling for Gini coefficient and other kind of things that overlap with that didn't, you know, seemed reasonable to do.